Tom Kirkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather weather forecast for today. Clouds will be on the decrease today. We'll have a high of about 58 degrees. Kenosha right now is cloudy and 57, 53 Burlington, 55 in Milwaukee, and in Racine, clouds and 57. On Capitol Hill, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's surprise decision not to be a candidate for the Speaker's job puts Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan's name back in the mix, even though he's repeatedly said no because of the increased amount of time away from his young family that it would require. Dr. Sean Foreman's a political scientist at Berry University. He says if someone like a Paul Ryan doesn't step up to the Speaker's position, then a mostly unknown may become the new power broker on Capitol Hill.
So absent a Ryan or maybe a Jeb Hensarling from Texas, who's been named as a potential future Speaker, it's looking like we're going to find somebody who's not very well known to the American people.
Outgoing Speaker John Boehner indicating he will stay longer if needed until the new Speaker is chosen. The Washington Post says Boehner met with Ryan twice about changing his mind. With the Speaker's position up for grabs, New York Representative Peter King says there seems to be just one likely choice, but he doesn't want it, and that is Paul Ryan.
Somebody in the leadership did tell me that they are thinking more and more that Paul might say yes. There's a lot of, I shouldn't say pressure, because Paul's not the kind of guy you pressure, but really convincing Paul that it's essential for the party, that he might be the only one who can bring the party together.
Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's decision to bow out, of course, leading to all this chaos as the House Republicans are deeply divided and they need a leader who can unify them. Again, Ryan continues to reject calls for him to seek the Speaker's job. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio is going to be visiting Southeast Wisconsin next month. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Florida senator is scheduled to appear at a $100 per person fundraiser November 9th for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, as well as a gathering for the campaign arm of Assembly Republicans. Rubio will also speak at a $2,500 per person roundtable event at the Veterans Terrace in Burlington, which is limited to 20 people, according to a fundraising solicitation. That money will go to the GOP Assembly Campaign Committee. Photos can be taken afterward for $500 per person. Rubio's visit to Wisconsin next month is the first since Governor Walker dropped out of the presidential race on September 21st. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The date for a Democratic presidential debate in Wisconsin has been announced, just not a location yet. The Democratic National Committee announcing the debate will take place February the 11th. Now, both the Kenosha County Board and City Council have adopted resolutions urging the Democrats to hold that debate in Kenosha, like at Carthage College or UW Parkside. The parties with chairperson is Martha Lanning. She says in a statement that holding a debate here in Wisconsin is just a tremendous opportunity for voters to get to know the candidates and to showcase the state on a national stage. Wisconsin also, by the way, hosting a Republican debate. They've scheduled the debate, the Republicans, for next month. No date or location, though, announced. Governor Scott Walker is endorsing proposed changes to the Government Accountability Board.
The people running the elections has not been the GAB. It's been county and municipal clerks across the state. They're not changing in this scenario. The same people who run elections in Stoughton, in Milwaukee, in Wauwatosa, in Madison, in Rhinelander, you're not changing who's actually running the election.
A Republican bill calls for splitting the nonpartisan GAB into a pair of six-member partisan commissions that has oversight on elections and ethics. Assembly Speaker Voss calling the eight-year-old agency a failed experiment. State Government Accountability Board official with a couple of concerns regarding all this, especially the timing.
A Republican plan would split the GAB into two partisan commissions starting in June of next year, less than 5 months before the presidential election. Agency Director Kevin Kennedy thinks staff can handle the changes.
The dedicated professionals in place that they will continue to do a good job. I think it'll be a challenge if there's new leadership for them.
The chair of the GAB has urged lawmakers to delay their overhaul until after next November. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Dozens of Caledonia residents living near the Oak Creek Power Plant met in a town hall style setting outside in the Crawford Park Pavilion in Caledonia to share their personal claims about health problems they say is from coal ash and to strategize the next step in fighting back against We Energies. Leading the effort, Bill Pringle. He told a crowd of about 75, his family and countless others in his neighborhood have incurred some serious health issues recently, and it can't be just a coincidence they're all dealing with respiratory problems.
If I give you 10 flyers, you can hand them out to 10 friends, or 5, I don't care, or 2. Anything helps me get this crowd bigger, to get people involved more. Because a year ago, or a year and a half ago, a guy says to me, what are you going to do against We Energies? I tell you what, I have the attention of a lot of people now. okay? And I would like you guys to get to the attention of a lot of people, because you don't have to live in your house that you pay for a lot of money for your whole life. You pay for your house, and you don't have to breathe in a bunch of crap. It doesn't need to be there.
Those attending also heard from representatives of the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters. They talked about EPA's proposed Clean Power Plan as a possible solution to curbing what is now unlimited carbon pollution. First public meeting going to be held on the reconstruction of Highway Double M between Highways 31 and 38 in Racine County in a couple of weeks. Actual work, though, won't start until 2018 at the earliest. Racine County and Grave Construction hosting this meeting from 4:30 till 6:30 p.m. October 21st at the Meadowbrook Country Club. Up for consideration with the multi-million-dollar project replacing the pavement and the subgrade, as well as repairing damaged storm drains and the possibility of sidewalks and bicycle lanes. Governor Scott Walker still says it's up to the legislature to decide if they want to deal with transportation projects that have been delayed due to funding issues. Bob Haig with that.
Walker remains opposed to an increase in gasoline taxes or the vehicle registration fee.
To me, if you're going to ask for more money one place, you need to offset it somewhere else.
The governor says the current state budget allows for up to $350 million in additional bonding to pay for projects.
If we did that or something close to that $350 million, we think there's some savings that can offset that, but would be on track to be in place throughout this next two-year cycle.
Walker says it's up to the legislature's Finance Committee to approve some or all of that amount. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The husband of a woman who was struck and killed last month by a vehicle near the Mount Pleasant intersection of Washington Avenue and Sunny Slope Drive passed away this week from critical injuries he suffered. Police say 74-year-old Otto Thuer died Wednesday at Frederick Hospital. He had been airlifted there after the crash that left his wife Ulla dead at the scene. Couple struck as they crossed the highway outside the marked crosswalk. Former Green Bay Packers head coach Lindy Infante has died at the age of 75 in St. Augustine, Florida. He led the Packers from 1988 to 91, was named NFL Coach of the Year in 89 when his team went 10-6, his only winning season in Green Bay. Longtime Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully, who's like in the Hall of Fame with Bob Uecker, well, he's not with the team as they run toward the postseason and a possible championship. Jason Cappadonia explains why.
The Hall of Fame broadcaster underwent a recommended medical procedure yesterday and will miss the team's quest for another World Series title. Dodgers officials haven't released details of the procedure, but say Scully plans to return to his job as scheduled next season. The 87-year-old announced in August that he plans to return for the 2016 season, which will be his 67th with the team. The Dodgers will host the New York Mets tonight in the first game of the National League Division Series. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
Remember, WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. You go to WRJN.com and you look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.